John, a great way to end the season.
Yeah, we've worked really hard for the last nine weeks. Certainly 10 weeks. We've managed to win nine of those fixtures and finish off with some real momentum. We're a really young team as well, pretty inexperienced. Lost some quality players throughout the year, blokes like Carvel and Cook and Wood. And that challenges you. And you know, I've had to look around the playing roster and bring some kids in, and they've been brilliant. They've grown as the seasons have gone on. Thought they brought extra energy to the team and finished off really strong.
And despite a young pack, they set the platform today, didn't they?
Very young pack. A young pack, lots with big futures as well. And I'm pretty sure over the next couple of years, you're going to be seeing them running around in Super League. But for now, we're enjoying working with them. We're enjoying coaching them. And I just thought today they were absolutely magnificent. Laid the platform for our backs. And in particular, Gareth Morrow was outstanding today.
16 points up at half-time. London get back in there. Did you see a way back in it for them?
We've been there before with London, and we know that, you know, they've got some quality players in there. They've got they are full-time professional players, so we imagine that they would finish strong. So the start was encouraging for us, but when they scored that try, I thought that we needed a response from our team, and I thought we got it with a couple of interchanges, made a couple of changes around about that stage, and Baldwinson came back on, and I thought just redress the balance.
He showed why he's been picked as Young Player of the Year, didn't he, Jordan, today?
He's been brilliant all year, and I'm sure he's going to have an amazing career. He's only young. I think he's just hit 20, so he's got plenty of learning to do, plenty of growing, but he's certainly a super player, and if he does the right things and looks after himself, I'm sure he's going to have a long future.
Off-season now, how are the plans going for next year?
Recruitment-wise, we're pretty pleased with what we've done, and we've kept it in-house. We've not divulged any of our signings because we had some momentum, and I thought that we didn't need to disrupt that momentum by talking about things that were happening next year. So we're very focused on get to the end of the year before we start talking about people who are coming in for the following season.